One of the tabloid papers, the New York Yodel, has a midsection where they feature some poor sap who's hung around long enough to make it to 100. This time, the poor sap is me. Last week, the paper sent this young whip of a girl to interview me. She bounced around the linoleum room, poking around the photos on my bureau. "Is she awake?" she asked Jolene, the day nurse, like I wasn't even there. And as soon as I stirred, she started shouting questions like, "What's the secret to happiness?" in my ear. Like living to 100 makes you happy, and not creaky and constipated. I just gave the addled smile I use to make people think I'm senile, and pointed lamely to my throat. I haven't been able to speak for 30 years, since I had my voice box removed. Cancer of the larynx. Don't smoke, kids. "Oh, right," the young reporter ducked her head. "I forgot. Well, here." She thrust a legal pad and a pen into my lap. "You can write the answers." I held up my gnarled hands and shrugged. "Arthritis." "Oh." She gingerly picked up the pad and pen again, afraid to brush against my paper-thin skin. Back they went into this large satchel like newsboys used to carry. "Do you know," she said, rustling around for something else, "I looked you up in our archives, and I found you. Martha O'Doyle, right? I checked the dates. This must be you." She pulled out a regular sheet of paper, but printed on it was an old newspaper article. It was the last time I was in the papers. 87 years ago. I recognized the headline. March 26th, 1929. Bomb kills newspaper tycoon and his wild rose. Priceless art collection destroyed. Rose, battier than a church bell, says maid. New York society was rocked last night by a bomb that exploded just past midnight in the home of newspaper tycoon J. Archer Sewell. Killed in the blast were both Mr. Sewell and his wife, the former Rose Pritchard, heiress to the Union Eastern Railroad fortune. The couple's lavish Fifth Avenue mansion, once sight of some of society's most opulent entertainments, was destroyed. Lost, too, was Mrs. Sewell's art collection, described as unrivaled by experts and glimpsed only by guests of the increasingly reclusive Sewell family. The collection, which included paintings by great artists like Rembrandt, Caravaggio, Courbet, as well as living painters like the modern sensation, Pablo Picasso, was speculated to be worth millions. As of this morning, it is an ash heap. The attack came as no surprise to J. Archer Sewell's detractors. As publisher of this newspaper's rival, the Daily Standard, Sewell was known as a staunch defender of traditional American values in today's rocky times. His hard-charging rhetoric made him not a few enemies, especially among immigrants, wets, anarchists, and other targets of his paper's wrath. Yet the drawing rooms of Fifth Avenue are abuzz that Wild Rose herself may have been behind the bombing. The former Miss Pritchard's outrageous teenaged antics are familiar to the Yodel's more faithful readers. The young heiress was rumored to have suffered a mental breakdown shortly after her marriage. Sources close to the heiress say that her behavior had become increasingly erratic, and in recent years, she often refused to leave her rooms. Mrs. Sewell's more recent outbursts were captured in this very paper. But was this former debutante capable of an act of such shocking violence? "I wouldn't put it past her," shared Martha O'Doyle, a young housemaid of Irish extraction. She was nuttier than a fruitcake, always howling in her room like a right lunatic. If you ask me, she set off that bomb herself. She should have been locked up in a madhouse, continued the outspoken young Colleen. It was only through Mr. Sewell's kindness, God bless him, that she could remain in her home, with all her comforts about her. Here, young Martha stopped to wipe her eyes. He was a true gentleman, Mr. Sewell was. However, detectives are investigating all possible suspects, including members of the Sewell household staff, one of whom is said to have recently fled the country. Police were unable to share more details, but have asked readers to come forward with any information that might aid their investigation.